Motor Talk with David Berthon for Auscar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit auscar.com.au.
Talking further on Holden's new large 7-seat SUV, the Acadia, with 3.6-litre petrol V6 and 9-speed automatic, the Holden Acadia comes in three grades, LT, LTZ and LTZV, each in front or all-wheel drive, from $42,990, $53,990 and $63,990 drive away, respectively, with all-wheel drive adding $4,000. An introductory $1,000 gift card drops the entry LT to a very sharp $41,990 drive away. I've been driving the big-selling Toyota Kluger before this week's launch of the Acadia, and the Toyota feels old by comparison and a generation behind. All Holden Acadia models come with autonomous emergency braking, a rear-view camera, lane keep assist and speed sign recognition. A tow bar is fitted as standard. All three seat rows have aircon outlets, while the second and third row seats are elevated for better vision. The second row seat is also a slider, so you can gain extra leg room. There's a stack of power outlets and ample USB ports, built-in navigation, and a handy slide-out storage bin under the centre console, while the higher-grade LTZ gains wireless phone charging, leather trim, and powered front seats. Annoyances? The idle stop-start is disappointingly not switchable. This aside, the new Holden Acadia is a value-pack large SUV that's extremely competent, now with Holden's new 5-year unlimited kilometre warranty. I'm David Berthon.